You and I both know that growth happens the most when we step outside of our comfort zone. The question is, how do we use whatever season we're in right now to pursue a thriving, purpose-filled life? Join us on a journey to tackle the scary, overcome fear, and help mission-minded mamas creatively grow with full hands and full hearts. We're your hosts, Danny.
And I'm Taylor.
And welcome to the Wild Happy Family Podcast. Welcome, everyone. It is Dana here, your host of the Wild Happy Family Podcast. I'm wondering if you have ever felt like there was something missing. Like there's something missing in your life. There, you want to create, you want to do more. You're a little unsatisfied with, you know, just being mom and being at home. You want to feel satisfied in that. Right? You want to feel, you know that it's good that you're home, it's good that you're with your kids, but still there's like a little bit of this, what else could I like do? Not doing as in like that you should do, right? We're not talking about that, but something that you, that just comes out of like you. And so I want to tell you a little bit about myself and the journey in this, but and I've shared this before, but a few years ago, I all of a sudden had this like burst of energy where I felt like, man, I want to like create. I think I shared this last time. God gave me this word create for the year, I think 2018, and it kind of led me on this journey of into like the online world of business, which is like probably the last place I thought I would have found myself, because honestly, I was training to be an opera singer when I was like in my 20s, and you know that I'm kind of more of this like, you know, musical. I love to read. I love the humanities. You know, I always thought that I would, you know, study something about sociology or something like that. Always really interested me. Definitely not business. But it wasn't until like God gave me this word create out of the blue, really, it felt like. And all of a sudden I had this energy and this desire to do more. And this was something different because at this point I had like three or four little kids. And up until that point, I always wanted to like serve alongside my husband in ministry. And we'd done stuff as family, but like never really wanted to do more than that. I got exhausted pretty easily, you know, nursing and having babies. I didn't really want to do more, but I just had this drive and this desire to like grow myself and grow something new and create. And I had this like moment where I realized I can create something out of nothing. Like God, like he has made me in his image and I am able to create alongside of him. I'm not God, but I'm able to create something alongside of him. And that got me really excited. I was like, man, like, what do we do with creation? And I had this conversation. I ended up finding myself in this conference in Germany. And I told this guy, he's like an investor in something / missionary. And he told me a story of how their business had changed, like an economy of, a little place in Malaysia, I think it was. They had started this t-shirt factory and it was bringing women out of prostitution and giving them freedom and dignity, and creating a whole new economy for this town. And when he was sharing the story with me, I was like, oh, that's what I want to do. Like, I want to influence economies. I want to give people freedom. Not just like, just teaching them lessons, which is also really important to be able to teach, but I want to like practically walk alongside people and create business that creates wealth and opportunity and jobs and actually influences a nation. And when he shared that with me, it got me really excited. And I was like, all of a sudden, I was like, that's what I want to do. And so that's kind of like thrown me in this journey into like an online world, because one of my non-negotiables, I guess you could say, was like, I'm not leaving my home. I don't want to leave my children. So if God is calling me to create a business, then it has to be from home and has to be wherever we are. And we also serve as missionaries. So that means that, you know, it has to kind of be international, like outside of either just Germany or if we were ever in North America again. And so I found myself in the online world doing stuff, and I started my first blog, Life Lived Intentionally, which got hacked and destroyed. And, you know, I've had my heart broken many times in this whole experience of entrepreneurship as like a busy mom with a lot of kids. But it's been so much fun and I've loved it. And all of a sudden now I'm looking at myself thinking, wow, somehow God has called me into the world of business. Which, like I said, is like the last place I would have expected myself to be. And this is one reason why Taylor and I have started like Wild Happy Family, because we thought, okay, this would be really cool. How can we encourage and give value to families and moms who also are at home and maybe wondering what is their calling or purpose? It is more than just motherhood. Although, you know, we would definitely say like motherhood is probably one of the most important jobs out there, but there's more aspects, and you've heard me talk about this before, there are more aspects to us as women, as mothers, than just motherhood, right? Than just, you know, taking care of the house. You know, God has gifted you with unique abilities and unique callings. And, you know, we feel like this is something that gets us really excited, is like seeing women activated and like on fire for using their giftings and talents, either be it in like a ministry or even in a business. And so that goes to say, in the next little while, we will actually be pivoting a little bit in that direction. While Happy Family is still going to be here, you'll still hear probably from me and Taylor, but we really feel called to go more in the direction of equipping, empowering women in the world of entrepreneurship, and not just building a business to like have money. That's not what we're talking about here. One of my biggest things is like, you know, God didn't call us just to like fend for our own house and then we're done. Like, he didn't just give you a house for yourself. No, he gave it so you could be generous. He gives you food and finances so you could be generous with them. It's not just to take care of yourself. And same with your giftings and your talents, or even in the business world. He gives you the ability to do things, not just to provide for your family, but to disciple and provide for others, to be generous with those things. And so as we discuss this, like, this is, you've been walking with us. We're not perfect. We are just trying to do things. It's just, you know, like us mamas who are learning business, who are learning digital stuff, we do things that are imperfect. And I think that's kind of like one of our superpowers, is like just the willingness to try out stuff and the willingness to say, yes, hey, God, you want us to build business? You want us to create? All right, I have no idea what we're going to do. Show us. And so I'm wondering, in your life, if you felt like some call, some extra like push, what's going on in your heart? Like, does it cause fear, discomfort? Are you saying no to that voice? Because I know that when God calls us to do something uncomfortable or like something new, it's uncomfortable, right? All those new things, they feel weird, feels uncomfortable. Like, for the longest time, I was like, I'm not a business woman. Like, I'm like going to these conferences with all these like business people who have their like plans laid out. And I'm like, I do not belong here. Oh my goodness. I was scared. It was uncomfortable, but I just had this like assurance, or I just knew, even why can't me as this simple mom do something like this? Why not? And so we started, and now here we are today thinking, okay, I think God is like turning us again into kind of an uncomfortable direction where You know, it's been a journey, and we've learned so much. We've invested so much into ourselves and learning, and our company. But I think he's kind of pushing us once again in a new direction that is new, right? And it's uncomfortable and it's a little bit scary. And then what do you do with that? What do you do when God, or when you have this call to do something scary? I encourage you to say yes. I encourage you to say yes. If he's been calling you to like start something, maybe it's just like a ministry and it's inviting people into your home so you can love on them. I know during COVID, it's not, I don't know, it's awkward and weird, but or people can get sick. But you know, we want to be women who are courageously saying yes to God because he's our confidence, right? He's the one who makes us brave. And so maybe it's not a business that he's calling you into doing. I mean, in our situation, it is. Like, he's calling us to create wealth and places for discipleship and go in deeper into like, what does it mean to have a biblical business and be an entrepreneur and a mom and like wrestling with all of these things. But maybe he's called you to do and start something that's maybe a little uncomfortable for you. Maybe it's a new relationship with a friend who you're not sure about. You're afraid of being rejected. And so my encouragement today is say yes to those things that make you feel a little uncomfortable, because those are the places where God shows up. He reveals himself and you realize how much stronger you are than you actually thought you were. And it's actually really surprising. If you've had any babies, if you had any babies, this reminds me of my midwife who was like, women are way, like we often, like I say, I don't like pain. Obviously, I'm like, who does? I don't think I have a particularly high pain tolerance, but I've had like five babies and all of them have been natural. And I remember my midwife saying like, as like women, you know, they're stronger than they think. And so that's what I want to say to you. You are stronger than you believe. And it's really about what you think. It's really about the thoughts in your head when you start thinking, no, I am a courageous woman. I can, you know, grow. I do not fear rejection. That's when you see things move and grow in your life, and God shows up and he reveals himself as the one who keeps you and makes you brave. So, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Give us a message or email. We'd love to hear from you. Go on Facebook. We have the Wild Happy Family group. We'd love to hear comments there. See where you are in your journey, where you are feeling maybe that God is calling you to grow and stretch into those uncomfortable areas. And we will talk to you next time.